So it sounds like in learning the leadership of Moses, all this is part of his preparation. God wants to show him that he's not in the business of trying projects that cannot be accomplished. He will not ask you to do things that he knows cannot happen. So what the assurance? That it will certainly be accomplished. My understanding of this is that, like Steve Covey says, one of the seven principles of highly successful people is that you start with the end in mind. In other words, you do not start a project until you have seen the end so clearly. And once the end is clear, that's what we call vision, it's easy now to work backwards. Stand with the, you know, you start with the end, then work backwards to where you are now. And unfortunately, that's what we've been emphasizing, being proactive. That's exactly what God is doing with Moses, telling him, hey, look, this is a complete project. You are worshiping me here. The children of Israel are with you. Now, go and get my people out of Egypt. Do you tend to avoid thinking through a project, thinking through not just the challenges along the way, but what do you actually want to achieve? You know, when you think clearly what the final position is, you might discover that you have not heard God properly. Because the end result will not honor God. So it cannot be God who has sent you. When you realize that if you really do what you feel called to do and you get the final result, it will not worship. You will not worship God. Because he's saying, what's the final result? You will worship me when the children of Israel are out of Egypt.